Nothing is shut down here at Rosie on the House, so sit back and put your anxieties about other shutdowns away. We're here talking windows with the experts from Pella Windows and Doors. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
This is the Shutdown Smackdown Special Edition of Rosie on the House. We're not shutting down anything. Real estate values are returning. In particular, the Phoenix metro area is in the very top of the appraising markets across the whole country. We're here talking about some projects that do provide you with a good return on investment. We're talking windows.
Rosie, before we go on, I just want to thank Robert for his call and remind him that even vinyl windows, he can head into a Lowe's anywhere in the state and find some Pella vinyl windows there, or he can stop at our showroom or check us out online as well.
Yeah, now, and Matt, my relationship with Pella goes way back. You know that. John, you know that too, right? Now, when y'all came out with a Pella line, like the hair on the back of my neck just kind of stood up on end. I thought, oh, they're not going to do this, are they really? Because, John, you as a field installer for so many years, you saw the failure now, the vinyl failures. I mean, it was horrendous. It was millions of windows that went in vinyl and came out as vinyl. It chipped and cracked
right.
And scaled.
They get that sun rot sometimes, and you see that burnt orange look around them, and it was pretty nasty for a while. But they have a lot of they've made a lot of advancements in the vinyl. They put UV inhibitors in the PVC when they're making the vinyl lineals to make the frames. The glass is the same as on any other window that we manufacture. The warranty on our vinyl windows is lifetime. So,
and that's from Pella.
That's from Pella. Yes.
There's a lot that goes into making those frames. I mean, the frames themselves, Pella didn't just jump into the vinyl line just to get into that
market.
You know, that market. Yeah. They really wanted to, again, they built their name on quality and customer service. And so to get there, they wanted to make sure that they could build and manufacture a good quality vinyl window.
And I like the fact that it's metal. It's really built on a metal frame, vinyl cased. The metal rib in that is what's supporting the glass, not the vinyl itself.
On the glass itself?
Yeah.
Yes. There's a metal, a stainless steel spacer between the pieces of glass, and the only metal we have in the frame of the window would be on the points where the windows lock. There is a steel reinforcement for locking.
And that security was always the point of failure of all the vinyl windows that we saw. And I get some calls from nice, well-meaning people that have said, Rosie, I've got vinyl in my house. I've had them in here for 15 years. I've never had a lick of trouble with them. And I don't know why you get so angry at people that buy vinyl windows. Well, you know what? They're the exception. And unless you're buying the very top grade of vinyl and it is metal reinforced, what's the problem with vinyl? It chalks, it cracks, it sags, it can't hold the weight of the window.
Right. Especially on the larger windows. Yeah, absolutely. You got to be careful with stuff like that.
What do y'all call that? The vinyl smile?
The vinyl smile. Yes.
it's when that sliding window sags in the middle and it's up high on each end. It's the vinyl smile.
You come home to a smiling house.
Oh, man.
And a lot of that just goes back to the way the frames are manufactured and made. You know, we've got a honeycomb look inside our frames. That gives it different chambers, both for energy efficiency and for strength and durability.
Yeah, and it's the strength is what was always my anxiety over vinyl. It just wouldn't hold up. I mean, yeah. I'm not even a very big fan of vinyl siding. I've just seen so many failures. And then again, I'll get people call me and say, Rosie, I've had it for 40 years, and I'll go out and look at it, and I say, do you remember what color this was when it was installed? Let's see if we can take a call or two. But when I get back, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, homeowners associations, or if you're lucky enough to buy a home and live in one of our historic districts throughout Arizona, Tucson or Phoenix or Mesa or Chandler area. If you're one of those historic districts, sometimes they have something to say about what you can or can't do.
Yes.
And we'll get to that. But I want to go back. Jason is calling from Chandler. He actually wants to build on this other conversation we had a little bit, window installations and stucco. We also have Cecilia from Tucson, Bob, and John calling from beautiful Elgin, Arizona. I'm anxious to find out what he'd like to talk about. But right now, let's welcome Jason to the conversation. Good morning, Jason. Let us know what your question is.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, buddy.
I am calling, and John, I appreciate the plug. I am a representative from Lowe's. We operate here in Chandler. We are a Pella vinyl dealer and also as well as the wood products. But I wanted to touch on, you know, kind of like the last caller mentioned, you know, probably about 70% of the homes here in Chandler are stucco exterior. And, you know, I do have customers that are interested in the wood products. And, I mean, is that the only option as far as the full frame tear out when we're, you know, cutting back the stucco and possibly cutting through the moisture barrier? Or is there a retrofit style similar to the vinyl frames available in the wood?
Great, great question, Jason. We got just the guy here, John, to answer that. Y'all are doing what now when you're going, when you're pulling up at a stucco home, you're doing a window replacement. How are y'all handling that?
Okay. First, I'll talk about how we do an installation on a full tear out for a stucco house. We actually cut the window out at the frame, so we're not cutting back into that vapor barrier or anything like that. And then when we set the window in, we have the opening all prepped, and we use what they call a butyl tape that goes around the frame and helps continue that vapor barrier that's already on the window. We slide the window in, we shim it up, get it plumb level square, secure it, and then we put a low expansion foam around the window.
That's, the low expansion's key.
It's huge. It's huge. Because not only does it help stop water, it insulates for you. And if you look at what, you know, your builder grade windows when they put them in, there's nothing around them to help keep it insulated and stuff like that.
And the wrong foam.
And the wrong foam, you can have a quick mess or it'll just
it
collapse on itself.
It expands way too much. Yeah. You have to make sure it's low expansion foam.
Yeah, because it'll expand, put the jam into a warp. Now your brand new door and window won't even open or close. So it's very critical if you're doing this yourself. Low expansion. You might recognize it, generally speaking, when you go to the hardware stores. It's in the blue can.
The blue can. Yes. Yes.
And it's important because you can risk the warranty on the product itself if it's not installed properly. So that's a huge piece.
I want to cover that, too, especially a little bit later in the show as it relates to filming windows after they've been installed. Jason from Chandler, we appreciate the call. Thanks a million. It's that time of the show where we generally reach out to Romy, who fills us in with the digital newsroom at Rosie on the House. What have you got for us this week, buddy?
Hey, first one, press release, hot off. Fifth annual PJs and Eggs by Hickman's Family Farms and the Breakfast Restaurants of Arizona joined together to benefit foster children in Arizona. Go to PJsandEggsAZ.com for more information on next Friday's dinner event, breakfast dinner event fundraiser. We have Tom, Tom and many others, just wrote in raving about Rosie on the House Partners. In particular, here he writes about Adobe King and the great work they did for his stucco in the Tucson area. We also in Tucson got a wonderful testimonial on Woods Plumbing and Phoenix. Babcock Plumbing got a testimonial underground slab leak they did. And this week we also got a great review on New West Blinds and Shutter. Next week we're actually talking window treatments. That's all the kind of experience you can get from the Rosie Certified Contractors at ROSIE on the house.com. Kay wrote in just to say I've been a listener since day one. And I brought that up because we are now at 25 years.
This month.
Congratulations, Rosie. We have a new in Prequal that Mom went and visited that does some very interesting furniture restoration, which is exactly what Minnie wrote in about. So are they through yet, or are we right there?
Yes, they are. We're going to give them a little explain next week, but it's Irwin's Furniture Restoration. Great company, and boy, are they talented.
Now, Minnie's in Tucson. Can they ship it up? Can
you know
they
that he
deliver?
Did mention they're statewide.
Wonderful. And that's Irwin's mm-hmm. Furniture Restoration.
That's
something that we actually surprisingly get.
A lot of,
you know, I don't think we've ever taken a call on air. Well, maybe, but emails. We get a lot of emails looking for furniture restoration.
Tell them about the chair you saw in their showroom.
Oh, he is so talented that he's been entrusted with a museum piece chair. It's Oriental vintage, and it's worth $85,000.
One chair.
And it's got one little teeny tiny crack in it. And I asked him, I said, doesn't this make you so nervous to have this in here? And he said, no, it makes me so excited. He loves his work, and boy, can he nail it. And his wife, Min, is the only caner in Maricopa County.
She beats people with a cane?
No, she canes.
Oh, it's not a child corrective service?
It's a craft. Boy, does she have it down.
Oh, furniture. All right, our last one is Lynn, and it's for our guests. She got her newsletter, read through it, and said, I'm in Sun Lakes. I have a single pane window. I'm looking for double pane. what are my best options?
Oh, boy.
I know it's kind of a loaded question, but what would you walk Lynn through in going to a window upgrade?
You know, budget, what you're looking to accomplish with the window. If you're trying to warm up a room and kind of beautify it and make it a focal point, or are you looking, like so many people, you want to look out the window, not at the window? You know, dual pane, you're going to want a good low-E coating. We call it Sun Defense, and it's basically a low-E 366, so it's got three layers of the low-E in between the panes of glass to help keep the heat out. You're going to want, and I would recommend with the window, you want the spacer between the two panes of glass to be stainless steel.
And how thick?
At least 5/8 of an inch.
That's the joke. That's the joke that kills me, is all these dual-pane insulated window companies that are out there touting their dual-pane, and their air gap in there is like 3/16 of an inch. It's a joke.
It is. It's like, it might as well have one pane of glass.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah. They should be run out of business.
Right. And if you're looking for low-cost alternatives, vinyl is definitely a way to go because it is inexpensive, and you just want to make sure you have a good warranty with the product, and you know, make sure the installer or the company is reputable. You want somebody that's going to back their product.
But listen, if you're getting estimates to do window replacements, get the estimate for the vinyl, but you know what? Get the estimate for the fiberglass. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later after this break, but y'all's impervious series of windows, I think, are probably some of the most cost-efficient, best values of any window on the market any place. We're going to be talking more about that when we get back. Cecilia in Tucson, I promise you'll be the first caller. As soon as we get back, we'll take your call and answer your question. Bob as well, with a little rot on his roof. We can take care of that as well. Y'all give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348.